What is going on, everyone? My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor, and welcome back to the Decade Investor Podcast. As you all know, I've said this many times on this podcast, I am data driven. I look at the numbers, I look at the data, and that paints the picture for me. And from that picture, I will then make my investment decisions. And as we are in 2024, there's talks about a potential recession, maybe a bear market, we've had bull markets. What do those mean? But more importantly, should we freak out if we're in a bear market? What does the data tell us? So if we go all the way back to 1926, nearly 100 years of stock market data returns, we learn two things. Stock market is volatile. We know that, right? Some years we have bull markets, meaning the market is going up for at least 20% higher than a previous low. And we've also had bear markets, which means the market has fallen by at least 20% from a previous high. So we've had a lot of bull markets, 19 bull markets, and we've had a lot of bear markets, 18 bear markets. But bull markets and bear markets were not created equal. They're not the same, even though the amount of them are pretty similar, 19 bull markets versus 18 bear markets. How long they lasted and the percent gain or loss is drastically different. The data shows us that the good times, the bull markets, have outshined the bear markets, the bad times. So let me just talk about the data here. From 1926 through June of 2023, the S&P 500 index has seen 18 bear markets, ranging from 21% down to 80% down. So 80% loss was the greatest bear market that we've had since 1926. But the bear markets have lasted on average 10 months, meaning we are in that 20% decline from a previous high for on average 10 months long. So nearly a year we're down, right? On average. On the flip side, with the bull markets, like I said, there have been 19 bull markets since 1926. The ranges of market returns in bull markets range from 21% up to 936% up. 936%, nearly a 10x in market value with the highest bull market that we've seen. And on average, a bull market historically has lasted 52 months, 42 months longer than a bear market. It is very clear based on the data, even though bear markets 18 times since 1926, bull markets 19 times since 1926, even though those are pretty similar, how long they last and the percent gain or loss is way different. Nearly a 10x on your money is the highest bull market, 936% return. And on average, bull markets last 42 months longer than a bear market. When we compare them side by side, bull markets versus bear markets, it's very clear that equities, stocks, the market as a whole has rewarded disciplined investors. Those that stay in the market do not freak out when we have a bear market. So I don't know when the next bear market's going to be. It could happen in 2024, 2025, 2032. I don't know when it's going to happen, but the data suggests it'll happen. And when it does happen, come back to this episode. Come back to this episode and remind yourself that, hey, on average, these last about 10 months. Maybe it's going to be more, maybe it'll be less. I don't know. But on average, historically, since 1926, bear markets have lasted 10 months. Okay, now I know that. Now I'm going to expect at least that 20% decline from a previous high. That's what declares it a bear market. But if I can stick through this bear market, the data suggests that I will be rewarded. The bull market is to follow the bear market, and I will be rewarded for staying disciplined. I will be rewarded for not freaking out. I will be rewarded for not selling my investments because of fear in the short term. If this money that you're investing is for the long term, the data suggests, again, I am data driven. I look at the numbers, I look at the data. I don't like to make decisions based on emotions. I like to be very just analytical with the data and say, what does the numbers tell me? The numbers tell me, the data suggests that if we get in a bear market, to just hold and be patient if you're investing that money for the long term. I don't know the future. No one knows the future. If someone's going to tell you, hey, I know what the market's going to do in the future, run away, because no one knows what the market will do in the future. But I'm just looking at historical data, nearly 100 years of data. Bear markets, 18 of them, they have lasted on average 10 months. Bull markets, 19 of them, they have lasted on average 52 months long. The disciplined investor, the person who has a plan for their money, they have discipline to say, I understand in the short term, the market is volatile. 2022 is a prime example, a recent example of we were down. The market was down. And I saw a lot of people freak out, potentially sell their investments because, oh no, the market's down. It's never going to come back up. That is the end of the stock market. But those that stayed in, those that even potentially bought more, those that just stuck to their plan of auto investing every single paycheck, auto investing into the market, into their quality funds, and just letting it go and thinking long term in 2023 and now into 2024, so far as of March 6th, have been rewarded. Now, that might not stay. I don't know what the future holds, but we're looking at what has happened in the last couple of years. Those in 2022 that left are now probably like, oh shoot, I might as well just stayed in. If we go back to 2008, we go back to 2000, same situations there. Yeah, there was a bubble. They popped. Market crashed. Some people stole. Some people ran away. Some people stayed. And those that I talked to that have been investing since 2008 or since 2000, they all say, yeah, it was scary times while that was happening in 2000, 2008, right? That bear market was not fun. But I'm so glad that I stayed the course because I have been rewarded. I don't know what the future holds. All I know is that the data, the numbers suggest, with nearly 100 years of data, that bear markets will come in the future. But with those, if you can stay through it, if you can stay the course, if you can stay disciplined, if you can stick to your plan, the data suggests you will be rewarded. All I can tell you is what I'm going to do. The next bear market that comes, when we get a 20% or more pullback from a previous high, I'm just going to stick to my plan. I'm just going to stick to my strategy. I'm just going to keep on going. I'm going to stay disciplined. That's what I did in 2022. And I can tell you, just in the last couple of years, my portfolio has been wildly rewarded because of that. So I welcome the next bear market. Because I have a long time frame, because I have a long time horizon, I welcome the next bear market. The next bear market, I don't see that as fear to be caused. I see that as an opportunity to buy more for the same amount of money I was buying in the first place. That's the mindset shift that I have created with bear markets. So when the next bull market comes after that bear market, I'm going to look at my portfolio, take off, and say, wow, I'm glad that I stayed the course. I'm glad that I was disciplined. Now, if you have a short time horizon for your money, this might be different. But for those that have a long time horizon, 5 years plus, 7 years plus, 10 years plus, maybe welcome the bear market if it comes. Maybe when that next bear market comes, don't freak out. Just stay the course. If you don't have a plan for your money, without a plan, you're failing to prepare. So definitely get a plan for your money. If you want more information about that, links down in the show notes below to my free newsletter. I send it out every single Friday. Join over 15,000 current readers on it. But thank you all for listening. My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor. Stay the course. That's the message on this. Stay the course. If you enjoy this episode, please be sure to share it with a friend and rate it 5 stars. It helps it out tremendously. But thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.